Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of December 9th and news on the Edge. So in our local news, the Raise Hines development at the historic gas plant, still alive. City Council voted to approve those bonds, waiting on the county. So we're still hopeful that all of the recent turbulence with this particular development gets cleared up and we go forward with that, because it's just so many exciting buildings, opportunities for the community, and keeping the Raise here is important as well. Holiday weekends are really nonstop celebrations now in the Edge District and in the city of St. Pete. So definitely circle a lot of the weekends on your calendar to get out and about. Really want to brag about the Edge District, and it's been so busy and buzzy lately. You know, even on a Wednesday night, the shops are busy, people are shopping, and the restaurants and bars. So please come out to the Edge, have a good time. If it takes you a second to find a parking spot, it's worth it. We do have our new parking garage is coming. We'll be open Q1 of next year, and that's going to provide over 400 parking spaces for the district. So about double the amount of parking available in our district. A couple of other new things that are coming. The Viv will be opening this coming summer. That is the apartment group that is between Baum Avenue and First Avenue North. And that's over 256 units. So that's going to be exciting, with restaurant retail on the bottom floors. The Central, where the old police department used to be, office suites have begun construction there. So that's going to be 12 decks of office space, very exciting Class A office suites for the first time in really a couple of decades in St. Pete. And last but not least, right now we're looking at the Edge Collective 2 is going to begin construction with 350 residential units. And that's a wraparound project right there on Central Avenue, 11th Street, and First Avenue South. So super exciting things are coming. As far as events in the Edge, December 14th, please come join us for the Edge Quarterly Cleanup. It's from 8 to 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and I'm sure it'll be beautiful weather, a little bit of sweater weather. We kick it off at the Moxie Hotel, 1234 Central Avenue. They supply us with beverages and snacks, and keeping us beautiful gets us the vest and the pickers and the gloves. So really, all you've got to do is show up, bring friends, family, fun, a good time to meet folks. That's December 14th. The following weekend, December 21st, is the fantastic Mezzo Market. Over 125 local makers just in time to buy those last minute Christmas gifts. There's also going to be our brick and mortars will all be open that day. Again, a little bit of a challenge to sometimes grab that perfect parking space, but park nearby, take the Sunrunner, walk into the district. December 21st is the Mezzo Market. Several new businesses are now open in the Edge. So the Bar Mezzo from the Inner Mezzo Group is open right there on the roundabout, and it's Miracle at Mezzo. It's just beautiful, a great time to come have a holiday craft cocktail, enjoy some music, and cafe seating outside as well. Sweet Green Restaurant, if you've seen the line out front, they've been doing their taste test and giving away some free meals, which is awesome. So Sweet Green Restaurant right there on Central Avenue next to Enigma. Their grand opening is on December 10th, and they look to be a great new partner in the district. Some of the businesses coming soon: Pure Green Acai Bowls coming in February, Sparrow Rooftop Restaurant Bar at Moxie. Word is any day now they're going to be open to the public. So very exciting. Keep an eye for that. Great views of St. Petersburg from up top there. As far as drinking and eating in the Edge District, we're known for our local eateries. So eat local, drink local, spend local. We've got 35 places to eat or drink in the Edge. And then my shout out this week, for some reason, I've got a craving for a Cuban sandwich. So we've got great Cuban sandwiches in the district, whether it's world famous Cubans at Bodega. Ferg's also features a Cuban sandwich, and you can get a Cuban, go half and half with that, and a Spanish salad is one of my favorites. No Vacancy has it's a tighter menu, smaller menu, but everything's got super flavors. So you can get a Cuban at No Vacancy. And then last but not least, Copa has what's called the Havana Rye. So it's like an open-faced Cuban sandwich. Oh my God, so tasty. Just make sure whoever you're dining with, it does get a little messy. So make sure they're a friend. As far as shopping in the district, it's that holiday time. Please shop small, shop for the holidays, shop local, shop for our community. Our local businesses are the core of St. Pete's economy, jobs, vibe, identity, and these mom and pops are working so hard for us. A couple of ideas, maybe make an adult stocking or buy some local gift cards if you don't know exactly what that loved one may want. You can make a custom candle with and for loved ones at the candle pour. So you can sign up to do that individually or have it as a group outing. Think also about services that you enjoy like massage, Pilates, salon, etc. and treat somebody that is special to you with a gift card or gift certificate from those. So Rare Body Studio is an Edge Association member, Floyd's 99 Barbershop, St. Pete Acupuncture, Blow Dry Bar, and so many more. So reach out and do that. For entertainment, Zubrick Holiday Spectacular are still cranking along. Many days sold out. Check their calendar. Definitely want to get in there for the holidays. And then a lot of galas are upcoming. So plan to have dinner in the Edge and then go out to some of our holiday galas. St. Pete Opera's Holiday Sparkle, December 17th and 18th is at the Palladium. And super easy to grab a meal on the Edge and then head to that. Our local nonprofits, Giving for the Holidays. We just have Giving Tuesday recently. So CASA, Great Explorations, Creative Clay, Daystar Life Center, 15th Street Farms, the Global Love Project, and West Care. Those are our favorite local charities we help support. So reach out, see how you can help them, volunteer, donate, etc. If you want to find out more about us, edgedistrict.org, and you can follow our socials as well. Take care and have a great week.